Hey guys. So, since I can't really record too much tonight and finally heading home tomorrow morning, I thought it might be fun to do my first questionnaire, and I found one that I like, and it's a little long, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through all of it, but sounded like fun, so I thought I would give it a shot. And this is Petal Baby's fifth questionnaire, and I'll link it in the post. I'm just gonna get started. Sometimes I can talk a little fast, so I apologize if I kind of ramble or go quickly, especially like when I'm making other audios. I probably slow down a lot more than how quickly I speak in real life. So we're gonna see how this one goes. Okay, the first question is, what is your love language? Words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, physical touch. I think there's two ways to interpret this. One is like, how do you express love to others? And then secondly, like, how do you like to receive love? For me, it's probably, as far as how I express it, it's probably physical touch. And like quality time, or acts of service. I do tend to do that with partners quite a bit. And then what do I like receiving? Physical touch, words of affirmation, and quality time also. Okay. Number two, when and how did you discover your favorite kink? And if you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? I think for me personally, I know that I have like a favorite kink, but a lot of my preferences were probably established like pretty early on. My first sexual relationship was very, I would say now it was very kinky, but I didn't think that I knew that that was what we were doing at the time. And then as I got older, and exploring things with different partners, I think I discovered that a lot of my preferences fell in that spectrum of kink in general. Number three, what do you wear to bed? Most of the time, just a t-shirt, and nothing else. My apartment can get very, very warm. Yeah, that's usually where I'm at. Four, where are you answering this questionnaire? I'm currently at my parents' house and leaving tomorrow morning to head back home, so I'm downstairs in there. Living room. Five, what is your favorite kind of soup? I would have to say wonton soup. I grew up in New York City, and New York City Chinese food is kind of like a very particular thing. Wonton soup was kind of like the chicken soup that we would always get whenever I was sick. And it's definitely my favorite. Six, how do you pronounce, let's just say the following words. So, caramel, data, root, pecan, aunt, envelope, pajamas. Actually, I probably also say pajamas sometimes, and crayon. Seven, would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? I'm gonna say no. I don't think I would. I think that would confuse me. And I'm generally attracted to people who are quite opposite looking than I am. Physical features, coloring, etc. 8. Say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? I think that I tend to find people's passions very, very sexy, so it would be less about the particular subject and more about the fact that that person is extremely knowledgeable or passionate about that subject. I would find that sense of passion attractive. Dating wise, how old is too young for you? How young is too young? How old is too old for you? Wow, I cannot read today. I particularly subscribe to the half your age plus 7 rule. So in that case, if I'm considering somebody younger, I would say my age divided in half plus 7 is the youngest I would go at any given point in my life. And then if I was considering somebody older, half their age plus 7. And if I fit into that range, in general, as I've kind of grown up and been an adult, I've always kind of said 10 years older is as old as I would go. My parents have a 10-year age gap. I've pushed that a little bit. I've never really been in a serious relationship with somebody much younger than me. Actually, with anybody younger than me ever. But as I got older, I considered it, but I'm still not really at a place where I'm just like, yeah, I would date somebody 10 years younger. I don't think I would. 10. Has anyone ever told you you sounded like someone else? Other than like my parents or like I sound like my mom or I sound like my sister. Nobody has ever said I sounded like a celebrity, but I don't know, you guys tell me, is there anybody that I sound like? Interesting. 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? I've asked this question to a few people. It's generally a few years younger than I actually am. I think most people think I'm in my late 20s, mid to late 20s. 12. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there any food that you like that most people don't? I don't think I'm a picky eater, but I'm also not the most adventurous eater. Off the top of my head, what will I absolutely not eat? I don't know. I think I'll try everything, like, once, if it's presented to me, but I don't necessarily go out of my way to seek out things that are strange. Is there a food you like that most other people don't? I don't think so. That sounds like a boring answer, but I think that's the truth. 13. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? Let's see. I think in general, I'm very interested in the history of like wine and winemaking throughout the centuries and the different regions and cultures and how wine has like shaped different parts of the world. That's something I like to continue to educate myself on. 14. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Absolutely not. I fall in love very easily. 15. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? I prefer blue skies. 16. What were your favorite shows as a child? Well, damn if this doesn't age you really easily. Let's see. We didn't watch a ton of TV growing up. I really liked Doug, Arthur. What else? Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? We didn't have cable growing up, so yeah, kind of limited there. What is your favorite protein? Probably eggs. This is meant to be like, what's your favorite meat? But eggs are also a protein, and I think that they're incredibly versatile. I do eat a ton of meat, and if you're gonna say like, what's your favorite meat? I'd probably say it's beef, but I think eggs are like, I never get tired of eggs. 18. Are you interested in true crime? Not in like a intense way. I definitely really loved Making a Murderer. I love the first season of Serial. But normally it wasn't something that I was super into. 19. What are your hard limits sexually? Mostly just like blood play, bathroom play stuff, like not really into any of that. Serious asphyxiation. Yeah, mostly things that are just like very physically damaging. Yeah. 20. Do you like reality television? Yes and no. There's definitely some that I will consume. More in the like competition style reality TV shows, Top Chef, RuPaul's Drag Race. Then there's some like love competition shows that I watch that are just ridiculous and horrible. Are You the One on MTV is one that I do watch that is not great. But other kinds of like, I don't know. So not a lot, mostly like competition-based reality TV. 21. What do you think of pegging? I'm very interested. 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? I think that these days it's very different. Dating is kind of like weird now. I don't think that people actually ask each other out a lot. A lot of it is like Tinder and things like that. I don't know how kids ask each other out. It's usually just like, do you want to play with me? In which case, I should probably try that. That sounds like a really good pickup line. You imagine just like some girl walking up to you in a bar just being like, do you want to play with me? What would your honest reaction be to that question? Hilarious. 23. 23. Do you like raw onions in your food? Yes, I do. Not a ton. Specifically red onions. I like red onions raw. White onions in moderation. 24. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? I just tried, and the answer is no. I don't know why that is, but I cannot. 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I prefer full-on cuddling, for like right before we fall asleep, and then somewhere in between that and like touching a little bit, like some kind of contact, but not like full-on cuddling for like deep sleep. And then some points during the night, I might roll over and snuggle up next to you or pull away or something. But yeah. So the next question is like a little out of left field here. It's question 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? I don't shop at Costco, or I should say, I don't have a membership at Costco. Occasionally, I will use a friend's membership to pick up one or two things, but I am single and I live alone, and shopping at Costco is just not really very practical most of the time. 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life, i.e., medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, etc. I don't think that I fantasize about things that literally could not happen. Mostly because I would like most of my fantasies to happen eventually. 28. What's a fashion trend from your youth that you find absolutely atrocious now? Hands down, super low-rise jeans. The worst. 29. What's your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. I don't know that I have a favorite accent, but the quality of voice is confident, firm, not really too high-pitched or artificially deepened or anything. But yeah, kind of confidence and just a true level of arousal and pleasure and stuff. Whenever I find that the person recording the audio is really, they're really enjoying themselves, that is the most attractive to me, I think. 30. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I mean, yeah, I definitely flirt back sometimes, for sure. It depends. I think I flirt back more if they are also somebody who posts on GWA. I think then I feel like I know them better. That's more likely that I would do that. 31. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? I think I would mind. I guess it just depends. But yeah, somebody who just gave me a pet name who doesn't know me at all seems interesting. Other than just like people calling me baby, I don't think I mind that too much, except in like a catcalling context. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I'm really into like eyes. If you have really pretty eyes, I could just stare at that shit all day. 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on all your fingers and toes? Nope. 34. Have you spoken to your favorite GWA poster already? Yeah, I have. I think my favorite poster changes frequently. I tend to get addicted to voices and then just dive deep into someone's back catalog because I haven't been on GWA for very long, but I've definitely met some really amazing people through this community already, and I'm very thankful for that. Okay, well, this doesn't look like it was terribly long, probably helped a lot by the fact that I talked fast and didn't go into too much detail on some of these. but if there's another question or that you'd love for me to answer, let me know. This was fun. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Maybe not quite as much as some of my other content. But yeah, hopefully we'll be back to kind of like regularly scheduled stuff soon. All right, have a good night, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.